Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. I wanted to take a moment to invite you to look up anchor.fm and consider maybe opening up your own podcast. It's free to start. It's really, really easy. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I podcast from my tablet. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and that's actually probably one of the more key things, because you can immediately start making money. It's everything that you need in one place. The videos or the editing software is all right there. You can record and edit and do everything that you need. It is a very, very easy platform to use. I mean, for crying out loud, I can do it. Anyway, again, anchor.fm, give it a shot.
This is Caleb the Mechanic, and you're listening to Radio Free Catholic. Let us go ahead and start with a prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sancti Michael Arcangele, defende nos in proelio. Contra nequitiam et insidias diaboli est opraesidium. Imperet illi Deus, supplices deprecamur, tu que princeps militae calestis, satana maliosque spiritus malignos, qui ad perditionem animarum, pervegantur in mundo divini virtute, in infernum netrude. Amen. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today's episode is going to be on China. But before I get started, I would like to take a moment to invite you, if you do like what you hear on Radio Free Catholic, to take a moment and support this, and hit that support button on the podcast, or at a minimum, please share this either on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever. And greatly appreciate it. Now, let's get started. So I'm going to start with an older article that was published in January of 2020 from LifeSite News. Intense spike in Christian persecution after China's secret deal with the Vatican. And this is a U.S. government report. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but I am going to say simply, religious persecution, particularly in the last year, has stepped up rather substantially, particularly with Catholics, and also, well, I wouldn't really say it's stepped up, but it has been rather consistent with the Uyghur Muslims. If you're not aware, the Uyghur Muslims, there was a video that went viral on Twitter yesterday or the day before, showing what seemed to be at least 100 Uyghur Muslims blindfolded and sitting, waiting to be loaded on buses to be hauled off to concentration camps. That video clip was actually a year old, and it just went viral yesterday. It's important to know that we've been distracted from all of the atrocities that China has been committing. We've been distracted with the Wuhan flu. We've been distracted with the impeachment. We've been distracted with all of these, well, with the 2020 campaign and all of the shenanigans that the mainstream media has been pulling to try and keep everybody distracted from some of the really serious atrocities going on in the world. Now, the Vatican entered into some kind of secret deal, and one of the details that seems to have leaked out was that it's distinctively possible that the Vatican is actually taking up to, if not more than, $1 billion, billion with a B, in what effectively amounts to bribe money to get the Vatican to look the other way as they tear down churches, lock up clergy, and generally make life absolutely insanely difficult for the underground church in China. Part of that deal, the Vatican went ahead and gave up some of its bishop appointing power to the CCP, to the Chinese Communist Party. To say that's more than just a little bit disturbing would be, in fact, I don't know how I could say it and not have it be an understatement. If the Chinese Communist Party is appointing bishops for the Catholic Church, then that church effectively is no longer the Catholic Church. It is now the Communist Church. With the exception of the fact that it does seem that the evidence that the Vatican has received money directly from the CCP seems to be gaining some traction, and that should worry Catholics immensely. What would it take to get the Roman Curia and even the Pope himself to turn and look the other way while the Catholic Church is destroyed in a nation? Would that be something that could possibly come to pass in some place like America or Canada or the UK or in the European Union? Could you just pay off the Vatican to get them to not talk about things? I mean, Pius XII was accused of those things with Nazi Germany, and yet the evidence is quickly unfolding that he obviously was resisting in every way that he could. The idea that the CCP would appoint bishops while at the same time they're tearing down religious statues and images off of the churches, they're condemning churches for having too much religious imagery, and in the place above the altar, in the churches that actually still have an altar, they have Chinese propaganda written on the walls and a giant portrait of Xi Jinping, where the crucifix is supposed to be. That's absolutely horrifying. It's almost as horrifying of what we know that the Chinese government has been doing to the Uyghur Muslims. And that's to the tune of forcible sterilization, forcible organ donation, medical experimentation. It's understood that the Uyghur Muslims now have a fertility rate that is 60% less, specifically due to what the Chinese government has been doing to them. Now, I'm not going to put the Chinese people in with the CCP, unless said Chinese person in particular happens to be directly affiliated. But this is what they're willing to do, and the extent that they're willing to go. They've infiltrated Ethiopia and Kenya. They're infiltrating Eritrea and Mozambique. And they're engaging in resource removal from those places and doing what basically amounts to further enslavement of more and more people. The meme of the Chinese sweatshop is a meme for a reason. People working in squalid conditions for 10 or 12 hours a day, making 20 cents an hour, providing things like Nike running shoes or basketball shoes, or who knows actually what else. We have always known that their business practices are corrupt, and it's coming to light exactly how far they're willing to go in order to further the Chinese government towards global domination of some form or another. Now, in America, we get caught up because we, Americans themselves, we look at the next 4 years. Businesses look at the next quarter. The Chinese look at the next decade, the next 50 years, the next 100 years. They're playing the long game, and they have become a very obvious threat on multiple levels. There's rumors going around that the U.S. is planning on banning the app TikTok. And I got to be perfectly honest with you, if what I've heard about some of the dirtier things related to that app are true, it's got to go. We can't afford to keep it. Now, I hate that for all of the content creators who have managed to make their livelihoods or at least augment their livelihoods by recording on TikTok. But there has to be a way that we can make another app that does not include the spying from the Chinese Communist Party, that does not have the data of what is on American phones going straight to Beijing for their use. It's bad enough that we really can't trust Google or Facebook or Twitter with our data. Twitter, obviously, yesterday and the day before, managing to prove that they're an extreme national security threat. Vice News reports that it only cost an anonymous hacker $2,000 paid to one of the Twitter employees to gain access to the Twitter network. Could you imagine if that was China? In fact, what if it was China? Because we don't know who the hacker was. We only know that they managed to pay for access to Twitter's entire network. And for 2 hours, every verified account was compromised, possibly every single account. We know that Barack Obama's account was compromised. We know that Joe Biden's account was compromised. How many journalists, how many politicians were also compromised but didn't have that little Nigerian scam pushed through there? And even still, they managed to pull out millions of dollars. I think it was millions, might have been billions, it might have been $1 billion. I don't really know. But they might have actually managed to glean a whole hell of a lot of money in Bitcoin from that little Nigerian scam. And I don't understand why people didn't see that as a scam from the start, although admittedly somebody like Elon Musk doing something like that, then it's kind of in the realm of possibility. But Vice President Biden? I don't think so. I don't even think he knows what Bitcoin is. It's incredibly dangerous and naive to think that we can continue to do things as usual. And I have to admit, I'm radically guilty of that myself. It has been nearly impossible for me to get all of the Chinese products that I've managed to accumulate over the years and still manage to keep from purchasing further Chinese products. Because we don't know where these things are made. It's not like it says it when you're ordering something on Amazon, although you could probably take a guess. I ordered parts for my mother's Jeep 2 months ago. I was stunned to find out that they came in from China. It's a Jeep, for crying out loud. What the hell am I getting fenders from China for? Their government has managed to infiltrate not just our businesses, and they have at that. It is going to be really interesting to see what the Department of Justice does with that executive order over the next few months that the president just put out, because the language in it is broad enough, and they wouldn't waste their time doing it, but it is in fact broad enough that they could probably shut down nearly every single major company in the United States for collaborating with the Chinese Communist Party. I know for certain the NBA is definitely on the hook. I know Disney's on the hook. I know Apple is on the hook. How many other companies? This is more than just some isolationist effort to get our manufacturing back in America. This is actually an effort to stop waving our behinds at China, begging them to spank it. We're in a very, very dangerous position right now. We have to get control of our economy. We have to get it back in the United States, because if we don't get it back in the United States and we continue to allow companies like Google or Twitter or CNN or Disney or the NBA or TikTok to influence both overtly and covertly our culture, we're going to be screwed. We have to get our manufacturing jobs back home. At a minimum, we have to get all of our manufacturing jobs away from those nations that are clearly our enemies. And we need to get the Vatican to fess up and open up about what that Sino-Vatican deal says. Because if the Vatican's taking money directly from the Chinese Communist Party in order to make this deal work, and I have to admit that I wouldn't be surprised with all of the sex scandals, like we talk about the sex scandals in the church, but the reality is that it's more than just what happens in the United States. It's the church worldwide. All around the world. There was a new scandal released from Fiji, for crying out loud. Thank you, Church Militant, for managing to air that one. That scandal is coming from all over the world. We've got priests in Africa being accused. We've got priests in Europe being accused. We've got priests in South America being accused. We've got priests in the United States and Canada and Australia. Haven't heard anything out of Indonesia yet, but I would imagine they've got other ways to handle that. These scandals have been coming at the church from all sides. And even if you took them all statistically, if you took them all as a whole and you ran the numbers per capita, it's a very, very low number. It's 1.25% versus per capita world, just on average, the whole world at 3.75%. So it's a very small number. It's a number that goes up when you go to professionals. It's like 6%. When you get to teachers, it's 10%. It's a dangerous, dangerous game that's being played. And it's dangerous not because of the fact that we have the sex scandal in the church, because I got to be perfectly honest with you. If you have human beings, then you're going to have scandal. And if you have scandal, then at least some of those scandals are going to be sex scandals. But the bigger problem is that the Vatican and the dioceses in question spent so much time covering up the scandal, transferring priests from one location to another, hiding the history and the credible allegations instead of holding them accountable, laicizing them and sending them to law enforcement, they hid it. And because they hid it, they're now liable for millions and millions and millions of dollars. If I remember the number correctly, I think the church is on the hook in New York for close to $500 million. So of course, it's going to be, you know, obviously the church is going to need money. They have to pay the victims for the malfeasance. The problem is that they're paying the victims for the malfeasance with the money that you're giving. And because we are tightening our purse strings, it's becoming quite obvious. And oh yeah, by the way, COVID actually did an excellent job when they shut down the churches and made sure that they basically closed off all the collection baskets too. So it doesn't surprise me that they're going to other places to try and find money. It didn't surprise me that dioceses and parishes applied for the PPP. What surprised me is that they didn't see that as a possibility. They said, oh, we need to protect everybody. Shut the doors. Well, that didn't work. One, it didn't really do all that great a job of protecting people. And two, all you really did was cut off the funds for close to 2 months. No tithes worldwide for close to 2 months. That's kind of a big deal. That's a huge impact. And if the Vatican is taking bribes, and it would seem that if that is part of the Sino-Vatican agreement, where they receive about $1 billion from the Chinese Communist Party, well, guess what? The Vatican's already announced that they're planning on renewing the agreement this fall. What's that going to do for the church in China? if we don't get our resources back in the United States of America, we're going to be beholden to the single most godless government active on the face of the earth right now. A government that forcibly sterilizes, a government that conducts medical experiments on its prisoners, a government that forcibly donates the organs of its prisoners and then puts them on the market, sells them. Government that has not told anyone the truth, not their people, not anyone else around the world, has colluded with other organizations like the World Health Organization to cover up the truth about the origins of the Wuhan flu. And it's obvious that they covered it up. Because I was paying attention in November of last year when I noticed that there was something going on with a virus. It was the end of November, beginning of December. They didn't make any announcements about it until the end of December. And then they lied and said there was no record of human-to-human transmission. But if that's the case, why were they welding steel plates on the apartment doors of their people to lock their people inside? That's how they forced the quarantine. When they started to open up, stories leaked out about children who had died because their parents were tested positive or diagnosed, likely to have contracted it, and they were taken to some government facility. And oh, hey, by the way, that government facility might have been a crematorium. They have been heavy-handed in everything that they do. They have never told the truth about anything that they do, and they have been active in persecuting any religion. But they've been most active against the Muslims and Catholics. They just expelled, or not expelled, they made sure that diplomats from the United States were not able to go over and visit. And give me a second, I'll pull up. Oh, there we go. Yeah. China headline, LifeSite News again. China bans Trump's religious freedom ambassador and three congressmen from entering the country. Now, it's their prerogative, obviously. But if the diplomatic channels are collapsing, and I can understand why they're collapsing. We've been taxing the daylights out of their imports. We've been doing everything that we can to block their economy from infiltrating, degrading, and destroying the American economy. And I have to hand it to the president. He is the first one to actively do it. Everybody complained about outsourcing, but they kept voting in the idiots who kept letting it happen. I'll never understand how that works. Well, I have my suspicions. They have been closed-lipped about everything. They unleashed a virus on the world. Because at the same time they were quarantining and welding people into their homes, or I should say shortly before they were welding people into their homes, they shut down intra.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
State travel and kept international travel. So you couldn't travel from Wuhan to Beijing, but you could travel from Wuhan to Milan or Seattle or San Francisco. Is it any wonder that the outbreak managed to make it out? And this was at the same time that they're going, oh, there's nothing to see here. And then they finally opened up and said, okay, we kind of have a problem, but there's no proof of human-human transmission. And then they finally said, oh, well, we may or may not have some evidence of human-to-human transmission. Meanwhile, by that point, I think 20,000 Chinese people had died. Taiwan was warning everybody. Trying to, anyway. It's really, really difficult to warn the United Nations when you're a nation that is not recognized by the World Health Organization. Why are they not recognized by the World Health Organization? Because the director of the WHO happened to be in the pocket of China. He wasn't even a doctor. He was some politician. In fact, he was a politician who managed to let cholera break out in his own country. And yet he managed to claim, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. Well, it's no surprise. China has had vested interests in Africa. Africa is probably one of the most resource-rich locations on the planet, particularly when you get around the eastern coast. Mozambique has bauxite, has titanium, has iridium, and a whole assembly of minerals that are actually very, very handy for space travel. Eritrea has oil. These are like the interests of China. All you literally have to do is follow the money and see exactly what it is that they're trying to take out of there. I'm glad that we managed to block that $1.5 trillion deal between China and Afghanistan. I wish we would have been able to negotiate that $1.5 trillion deal between Afghanistan and the United States, because at least then our two nations would have a vested interest in continuing to cooperate with each other. Might have actually finished that war in the W column. With everything that they're doing, with everything that they're known to do, China is a risk that we cannot actually afford to just let happen. And I will tell you that if you think that the president's opponent in the presidential election this coming November is someone that can be trusted, I'm going to go ahead and remind you, if you're Catholic, that he claims to be Catholic, and he's not just pro-choice, he's pro-abortion. This man has no business going to communion in any Catholic church for his positions. He has managed to be completely co-opted with the release of that new Unity deal in his partnership with Bernie Sanders. That Unity deal includes every harebrained scheme that Bernie Sanders was pushing for his platform. It also includes the Green New Deal, which is AOC's bread and butter. And it ultimately equals out to extreme measures taken supposedly to fight climate change. Extreme measures supposedly taken to protect the American worker, while simultaneously shipping all the jobs overseas or just shutting down the industry altogether. I really can't say these things enough. The other party's opponent, the other party's candidate, the opponent to the President of the United States, is a clear and present danger. If it was only for those, I would still say he was a clear and present danger. But it's not only for those. It's generally considered in the mainstream media to be a conspiracy theory that he was collaborating with the Ukrainians, specifically with a company called Burisma, which is a Ukrainian natural gas company. His son was on the board of directors there, despite the fact that, aside from a little bit of experience in the Navy, he got kicked out shortly after the academy for a cocaine addiction. So aside from a little bit of military experience, he has no experience with natural gas. He has no experience with running a company. He has no experience with an equity firm. And yet somehow he managed to be running a company that did $1.5 billion deal with China and then managed to funnel probably close to $8 billion through Burisma in their conflict with Russia as a covert proxy war. You can find all of this information very, very easily. I would point you to sources like the books Secret Empires by Peter Schweizer. I would point you to The Blaze. They did a four-part series on the Ukrainian scandal as it related to Joe Biden. There's plenty of documentation all across the board that basically, you cannot look at the information and then look at Joe Biden and say he needs to be the next president of the United States. And that was before this leftward lurch that he's taken with the Unity platform and the Green New Deal, with Medicare for all, which is ridiculous because we couldn't afford that even if we wanted to. And if you compare the United States healthcare system to every other healthcare system in the world, our only competitor in quality is maybe Germany. Everybody else comes here for their healthcare because they can pay for it, because their state-run operations don't work. This has been true for the last 15 years. I've been tracking this ridiculous Hillary Care, Obamacare, Medicare for all concept. Yeah, actually, I've been tracking it all the way back since the 90s when it was Hillary Care. And in all of those programs, permanent government funding for Planned Parenthood and similar organizations, forcing organizations like the Little Sisters of the Poor to fund Planned Parenthood and its medical operations. This is the entirety of the left side of the aisle. Right now, they've managed to accumulate the BLM movement. They've got the Green New Deal. They've got the Unity platform with Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, and student loan forgiveness. And admittedly, and I don't mind telling you, I could do with some student loan forgiveness. That would make me perfectly happy. But I don't think that it's worth it at the expense of the country. He's talking about hiking taxes up $4 trillion is the complete cost of his plans. When you take everything that he said in his speech and you add it all together, it is a $4 trillion increase in taxes. It is more than double that of Hillary Clinton back in 2016. And everybody thought she was a psychopath. This platform of defunding the police, of cultural law enforcement, morality policing, as I think Tim Pool likes to say, of shutting down the oil and natural gas industry, of completely dismantling the nuclear power industry. Folks, do you understand that if you're actually an environmentalist, you should be behind nuclear power? Nobody in their right mind looks at nuclear power and goes, oh my God, it's Chernobyl. Because the reality is the only accident that we ever had in America was done at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. Do you know how many people suffered casualties for that? Zero. Zero. They shut down the plant with the leak, and then they fixed the leak. And then everybody got up in arms, and even though they fixed the leak, they just shut down the plant. Because for some strange reason, you equate nuclear power with nuclear bombs, which cannot be further from the truth. These people are anti-science in every sense of the word. The LGBT community cannot seem to comprehend that there's a thing called biology. The BLM movement doesn't understand that there's this thing called statistics. They also don't seem to understand that we actually kind of need to learn from the history that we have instead of tearing everything down. And since they've gone completely anti-Christ, thank you, Sean King, for calling for the destruction of statues of Jesus, and I appreciate somebody putting the proof to the pudding by decapitating the statue of Christ in front of a church in California. And oh, hey, by the way, it's not like it's a small deal. They've been attacking churches in Florida. Let's see, Ocala, Boston, New York, California. I mean, come on. All of this stuff is interrelated. And the worst part about it is, and the reason why I mention all of this extra stuff, talking about the political stuff, when this is supposed to be an exercise, when this is supposed to be an episode on China, is simply that the Chinese Communist Party is doing everything that they can behind the scenes to stoke the flames. Because the less stable the United States of America is, the more likely that the President of the United States does not get reelected, the more likely it is that they can actually flip it and go from number two to number one, despite the fact that they're having a run on the banks right now, despite the fact that they are having a serious economic downturn. If they can manage to get the orange man out of office, they can manage to step up and actually fulfill their promise for China 2030. And that has been their goal from the start. Is attain military and economic superpower status and dominate the world for the next 1,000 years. That has been the plan. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If you think this is some kind of crackpot tin hat idea, I would recommend that you run a few Google searches, although I would also recommend that you do it on DuckDuckGo, because Google has been in their pockets off and on for the last 5 years. That social credit system, that social credit score system they've got over in China, who do you think helped them develop that? Oh, they say they stopped. But I'm not quite so sure. These people have a globalist agenda, and their agenda looks very much like what China is trying to put into place. And if we're not paying attention to the atrocities, because I got to be perfectly honest with you, if we can put the atrocities that they have been doing, the visible things alone, if we just got that into international media, the reality is that the world would be forced to react, because you cannot condone forcibly donating somebody's organs. You cannot condone forcible sterilization. You cannot condone concentration camps in the manner that haven't actually been seen since the frickin' Second World War. It is, if we can just get that out there where everybody can see it, and it's more than just the President of the United States talking about it, and get it out into the global news, other nations will have to act. And truth be told, we only really need the backing of Europe. Because they have managed to put their hands in the pockets of every nation around the world. At least every nation that matters. Try not to forget the fact that they actually have oil rigs just out in international waters doing a diagonal drill under our coast. They're not even diagonal drilling, like, just to get inside the U.S. territorial waters. There's a couple of them that actually have their oil drill is actually running nearly horizontal so that it can actually drill for oil under the mainland of the United States of America. But they're okay because they're in international waters. And the drills are just too deep for us to go down there and prove it. This is a dangerous regime. And they're not dangerous, and I'm not speaking just in terms of dangerous to the United States of America. And I'm not even talking about dangerous compared to the world, because honestly, the secular world will pass away. But we don't want them to be in a position where they can force us to not worship God. Most of us won't make it, because the vast majority of us will do the way Christians did in the times of Rome. It wasn't every Christian that went ahead and became a martyr. We remember them because they were the minority who stood fast to the faith. But how many souls will be lost? How many souls are we losing today in China? It's not about world domination. It's about the salvation of souls. And we need, as Catholics, to be doing everything that we can to help preserve human life so that every man and woman on this earth has the opportunity to come to Christ. And right now, if we let them win, if we just roll over and play dead, and believe me, it kind of pains me that a reality TV star from New York is the president of the United States right now. I'm more than just a little bit miffed about the fact that we've gone that reality TV. But he's pro-life. And he's pro-United States. He's pro-America. He's the best we got. Because the other guy, assuming he doesn't die and hand it off to some socialist nutbag, isn't strong enough. He's little more than a puppet for the most extreme people in his party. You can tell he didn't really want to go through the campaign, and he's taken advantage of most of the excuses, and I'd be willing to bet that somewhere deep down, there is still a part of Joe Biden that is Catholic, that's troubled by the direction that everything's going in. The cancel culture, the defund police, the criminal justice reform that's not really reform so much as it's criminal justice deconstruction. And it's not even a uniform deconstruction. I'd be on board if it was a uniform deconstruction, because I'm okay with equal justice under the law. I question a lot of the laws that are in this country anyway. But he's not for that. The people who are backing him are the reason behind a 200% increase in violence in New York. You're talking about peak murder rates, peak assault rates, peak battery, peak violent crime in all of these blue cities. Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Baltimore, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, LA, Detroit. We're talking about a drastic increase in all of these blue cities. And they're doing it specifically to get their way. Because somewhere along the lines, somewhere between the G20 summit back in the 90s and today, they managed to figure out that if they're violent enough for long enough, everything will go their way. And they'll manage to pull apart every fabric, every fiber that is in the tapestry of the United States of America. And that's just a side effect, because I don't actually think that they're anti-America. It's bigger than that. They're against everything that mankind ever made that was good. And everything that we have that was good came from our Lord Jesus Christ. So whether they know it or not, and I suspect given the recent vandalism of churches that included satanic and blasphemous vandalism, like explicitly satanic and explicitly blasphemous vandalism, I'd imagine that they probably know that it's God that they're against. All of the chips are on the table for this election. We're here at the decision point. If we go their way, no one will ever stand up to China again. And those millions of people who have already died will have died completely in vain, with nobody to avenge them. And they will gladly take everything that we have as well. Because the reality is, in a globalist society, the power is wherever the headquarters is. And if they can manage to maneuver so that it's China, nothing else really matters. Maybe the United States of America in name only, as we're submitting to their social credit score, as we're purchasing the products they want us to purchase, as we're raising our kids. Wait, no, I take that back. We won't be raising our kids because the state will be raising our kids. And if you run the Google search, you'll find that in their platform too. I've spoken about it before. Everything that makes humanity human will be turned into just a bunch of cogs for the machine. No God, no accountability. Not to each other, anyway. We'll be accountable to the state. Now, granted, that may be our future, no matter what. And as a Catholic, I have to tell you, I kind of hope that it is. Because I know that when we get to the worst point, when it's most dark, and everything is lost, that's when our Lord comes back. That's when He returns and puts everything right. That's when the enemy is finally defeated. But how many of us will still be faithful by then? How many of us will be able to stand against that evil until He comes home, until He returns? The whole thing's up to God. Our Lady of Fatima said, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." And I know that to be true. But it does not absolve us of our responsibilities to do everything that we can to stand against it. May God bless you and the Virgin protect you. This is Caleb the Mechanic of Radio Free Catholic. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Hey guys, don't forget to rate and consider supporting and share the Radio Free Catholic podcast. And greatly appreciate any help that you can give us to help to spread the word.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.